Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Our insurance. Larry Holder is down in Nolens getting ready for that Who Dat action on Sunday late afternoon against the Super Bowl champion Eagles, who have suddenly found their way again back into the playoff. And Foles is doing it. And one out, got in. You know, your boy Cousins couldn't get it done up in Minny, so here they are. Then they go to Chicago and win and get lucky at the end when Parkey starts doinking off uprights and crossbars, and here they are on Bourbon Street on Sunday. A lot of people, Larry, think, good to have you back on the bench, that the Eagles are a much better team and that it'll be a much different game this time around. And I'm still trying to, like, see if anyone can prove that because, you know, they're saying, oh, that'll never happen again. And, it, you know, in my view, it might very well happen again. It may not be as big as it was, but I still think the Saints can beat their ass.
Yeah, Scott, I've been basically trying to kind of go from Saints fans who are overconfident to Saints fans who are nervous as hell. And I lean more toward being overconfident. And I just look at it as simple as this. It's not like the Eagles went out and had these mass replacements on defense. They just haven't. I mean, that's, you know, from the 48-7 shellacking that the Saints did to them in week 11. Have they found a hot streak since then? Yeah, they sure have. But look. The Saints' offense, I feel like their offensive line is back to full strength. And the Saints did this. Like, the Eagles were able to take away Michael Thomas in that game, and the Saints still were able to basically have Drew Brees throw all over the Eagles. They couldn't find a way to stop Alvin Kamara. They couldn't find a way to stop Mark Ingram. And I feel like, you know – it's funny how the narrative has changed with the Eagles throughout the week. All of a sudden, they've gone from not, you know, start of the week, oh, they lucked into getting in, and now people are trying to convince everyone, oh, well, I think the Eagles are better than the Saints. I'm like, come on, this is silly.
You know, I thought, you know, he threw picks, and, you know, he can be very average, but he hasn't been average, Foles, for Philly. In the playoffs last year, we all know what he did in the MVP in the Super Bowl. The run he went on was impressive. Then they put him back in there this year. He's doing it again. And then he goes into Chicago, gets it done. And I thought the play to Tate was beautiful, that fourth down at the goal line. So he is playing well. But he is capable of playing badly, and I think this is the place that it could happen. I think his good luck comes to an end.
Well, let's look back even at the Bears game. I mean, he throws two picks. And it's, you know, did he make some nice throws? Back foot, kind of just slinging some balls up at times. Sure, he did that, and definitely against a stout defense. But let's be honest, it's not like the Bears are this offensive juggernaut. And the Saints, even though they offensively haven't quite been the same since that Eagles game, they've struggled a little bit, but I feel like that the Saints were able to kind of get back on good footing in week 16 and beat Pittsburgh, who I would still argue at times that they're better than Philadelphia. I mean, it might sound crazy, but, it was a playoff-type atmosphere. The Saints got it done. And, yeah, like I'm not sold that Foles can go into the Superdome and get it done. Scott, I'm with you.
I don't even think they can run the ball against that Saints defense, allowing 3.6 per carry, just three sacks, I think, short of the league high. And they were second in the NFL with 1,283 rushing yards of what that defense allowed. I mean, I don't think they're going to be able to run the ball. And if that guy has to throw the ball the whole day, he'll be running for his life against that defense. Tell me at what point did that defense, really get its swerve going?
I would think back, some people want to go back to just as early as, say, like week 10, when the Saints really kind of slowed down the Bengals and they beat up on them. But I think it goes back probably to the Washington game. I mean, we're going back to like week 5. It's like they started kind of getting things together. And now, do I feel like that the Saints defense can be susceptible through the air? I think they can be. But like you said, the Saints defense, run defense, is one of the best in the NFL. And that's no fluke. I thought at first it was just because so many teams are playing, trying to play comeback football. But no, the Saints run defense has been stout, and the Eagles are going to have to try to throw. And like look, that front seven of the Saints are going to have to basically kind of protect the back end. But the front seven has been where the Saints have really gotten it done, pressure on the quarterback. They've been able to defend tight ends and such. So it's, that's really kind of been the backbone of the defense. And they've been pretty consistent for outside of week 17, which was a whatever. They've been pretty consistent for the past 2 months.
So let me ask you, Larry Holder with us down in New Orleans from The Athletic, back on the bench. Apple, Bell, Lattimore, Coleman, they've been, that was a concern early in the season. How is it now, their pass defense? And while you're at it, tall order, but tell me about Rankins. He's been a badass as well for that defense.
Yeah, Rankins has really emerged, and he's really found his way third year in the league. And really, you look at the numbers, and you look at the way he's played, he's one of the league leaders in sacks as far as that defensive tackle. I mean, he's not Aaron Donald, but, he's the next group down, which is about probably 7 or 8 guys the way he's played this year. And it's really kind of taken some of the pressure off Cam Jordan, who still had a very good year. Pro Bowl year, rightfully so. So, but as far as the back end, I mean, they acquired Eli Apple, around the same time the Eagles acquired Golden Tate. So, and it's not like the Eagles are going to forget that Eli Apple is on that side of the field. I feel like that could be a point where if Nick Foles is going to try to throw at someone, he's going to try to throw at him because they know who he is for the past few years as far as playing with the Giants. And like you mentioned, Kurt Coleman, he really barely plays anymore. It's more about Von Bell. And I'm curious to see how Von Bell and, say, DeMario Davis can handle the tight ends, because it feels like that Zach Ertz and Dallas Goedert have been getting some more action, especially with Foles at quarterback.
Larry Holder with us from The Athletic, getting ready for the Eagles Saints on Sunday afternoon. Go back. Can you reflect if you remember in 09 when they won it? They blew out the Cardinals, and then I think they won in overtime in the title game against the Vikings, if I remember correctly. And then so here they are again with the same really situation. They have to win 2 games to get to the Super Bowl. And is there similarities? Do you feel a sense of this is the same situation? We can do this. We've done it before. We got 2 games we got to take care of. First order of business is this game. Can't think about anything else. Does it remind you of that season?
It does a little bit. For obvious reasons, number one seed, both teams went 13-3. They actually, as eerily as this is, the three teams they lost to in both seasons were Tampa, Carolina, and Dallas. So there are similarities there too, which is bizarre. But I feel like that 2009 team, they kind of limped into the playoffs. They started 13-0 and lost the last 3 games. This Saints team, I feel like, isn't necessarily limping in. They lost against Dallas on a Thursday night in early December, but then they won 3 in a row, including that game I alluded to against Pittsburgh, a playoff-type team, and they basically just hung it up for Week 17, and Teddy Bridgewater started, and Alvin Kamara sat out, and, no one really played. So I feel like this team is walking into the postseason even stronger, and there's not going to be any of this rust factor that the Saints are going to have to shake. So, I feel like there are definitely some similarities, and look, obviously we know what happened with that 2019. They went all the way, and anything short of it just making the Super Bowl at this point in New Orleans would be a big-time disappointment.
Well, they certainly know what that's like. Last year was such a disaster in that Minnesota game, right? And then here they are again with Drew Brees. We know what he's done, 32 TDs, almost 4,000 yards. How do you think he's going to do as usual at home? I think he goes off.
Yeah, and he certainly went off the last time they played. Look, his QB rating at home this year is above 130, which is crazy. I mean, and that's seven games because he did not play the final game. But his QB rating against the Eagles was like 150. I mean, he was off the charts. And so, yeah, I feel like that certainly plays into his hands. And, you know, and you also got to look at it this way. A Jim Schwartz defense, whether he was a head coach for the Lions or defensive coordinator, they've never played well against the Saints. And, of course, all of those times were against Drew Brees. And so I feel like it's not like they need to totally lean on Drew Brees in this game, but if he has to unload it, he's going to unload it. I mean, there's no doubt about it. And so it's and you talk about last year's disaster. I feel like they probably got as far as I thought they would get last year. Like, I didn't expect them to go win the Super Bowl last year. This year, I expect them to get at least get to the Super Bowl, and Drew Brees is still capable of making that happen.
I mean, that was such a miracle, though, that play, that it made me want to vomit. I mean, honestly, like, I was watching, I'm getting sick right now thinking about it.
Well, I can tell you, Saints fans still want to barf after it, but and that's also one of the little things that they overcame to this year. They went to Minnesota. All the hype was around the Minneapolis miracle. They went in and won in Minnesota. And so they kind of got that monkey off their back too. So it's been interesting there. But yeah, look, the Saints were getting thoroughly beat, and they needed a massive second-half comeback last year to all of a sudden get ahead. And then Sean Payton starts skull-clapping, mocking Minnesota fans, and now he looked like an idiot at the end of the game. But yeah, look, I think this is a different team. They've wiped that off their back, you know, I said like months ago because of the win in Minneapolis. And so I can't say it enough. If it's Super Bowl, or I'm not going to say bust, but it's Super Bowl or major disappointment for the Saints at
yeah,
this point.
Super Bowl or barf. That's a good word you used before. Hey, we'll catch up again. We'll catch up if they win, all right? And good luck and enjoy the game on Sunday. It should be a good one. Thanks for coming on the bench. We'll be in touch, brother.
All right, Scott. You got it anytime, buddy.
All right, Larry Holder, down with the Athletic in New Orleans.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.